ask you about this. Talking about a person who has died. Have you ever heard somebody talking about it, kind of joking about it? If it was somebody he didn't like, mm-hmm. he might say, "Well, that old tightwad finally
kicked the bucket."
Right. And you might say, "Well, oh, so and so's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he
died with."
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And what do you call the place where people are buried? That's a
graveyard.
Anything besides that? Cemetery.
Yeah, cemetery.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay. What about the box that they're buried in?
Coffin.
Okay. And the ceremony for the dead person, you say that you're going to so-and-so's
funeral.
Yes, ma'am. And people who are dressed in black at a funeral, you say they're
mourners.
Mm-hmm. And they're in?
In their family. You see, that's one of their family that's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's some of my family, I'm supposed to wear something black, whether I do or not.
Mm-hmm. You'd say those people who were dressed in black are in mourning?
Yeah.
Is that how they say it?
Yeah, that they was mourning for the dead.
Do people still do that, dressed in black?
Yeah, some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But really, big majority don't, no. Mm-hmm. They just wear what they got and go on.
Say if somebody met you on the street in town just on an average day and said, "Well, how you doing?" What would you probably say?
I say doing all right.
Whether you are or not?
Yeah. I just say I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say this expression, if the children are out late at night, and the wife's getting a little bit excited. The husband might say, "Well, they'll be home all right. Just don't
worry."
Yeah. Say if somebody ate something that disagreed with him and had to come back up, you'd say that he had to go
vomit.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say anything else for that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Puke.
Yeah. Is that kind of a joking word?
I don't know, but it's both the same thing. Stands for the same thing.
Yeah, I see. What about throw up?
Yeah, that's the same thing too.
Is that the way they say it? To uh-huh. Have to.
I say vomit. You sound a whole lot better.
Than what?
Than puke or
throw
up either.
Okay. And somebody who's that way, you say he's sick where?
Sick in his stomach.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. What about a boy who keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly? You say he's doing what? If maybe he's getting serious about her, you say he's...
Yeah. I say, well, he must be getting serious about her. He wouldn't stay over there as much.
Would it be right to say that maybe that he's courting her?
Well, that'd be right too.
Mm-hmm. How would you say that? He's
I say, well, he's a courting girl over yonder. They getting mighty serious about it.
Okay. And you would say that he was her
boyfriend.
And she would be his
girlfriend.
Okay. What if the boy came home late at night and his little brother stayed up to catch him?
Yeah.
And when he came in, he saw he had lipstick all over his collar. Said, "You've been
kissing somebody."
Okay.